In 1 month, we get to decide the fate of the country again. And I've been watching all of the madness that's on television, and it's driving me absolutely berserk. I mean, we must be the world's dumbest people because we fall for this every 2 years. And why can't we get a break? Every 2 years, I get it, the forefathers set this up as a way for us to, you know, not have the balance of power become obtrusive, okay? President gets elected 2 years later. We get to decide who's in the Senate and the House and all that, who makes up Congress. Problem is we keep voting for the same pinheads. You know, you've got these people running around saying, we need term limits. Well, yeah, we do, but we're never going to get them. Especially not with the group of daisies we got running the country now. They're never going to put term limits up for a debate. They're not going to have a term limits bill that actually doesn't die somewhere. No. Look, this is a cushy job. I mean, how many hours of work do they do a year? Four? Five, maybe? Oh, well, there was that filibuster. Oh, please. Because you know they had that catered. Oh, yeah, just have them deliver, like, you know, 200 pizzas. We're fooling ourselves, okay? It is not in self-interest for them to come up with a bill for term limits, for them to allow a vote for term limits during an election period. They're never going to do it. And the people say that this is what we need. You're deluding yourself. You're not going to get term limits. Term limits are a great idea. They should be something that happens. It's one place, I think, where the forefathers missed the boat. Maybe things weren't so crazy back then. Maybe they we're not going to need to do that. I mean, who would be stupid enough to vote the same group of people in for 35 years straight? Well, apparently, a lot of people. Look how long Pelosi's been at it. Look how long Ted Kennedy was at it. This is something that people just like name recognition, okay? People will blindly go out and buy the Sony television over and over again because it's a Sony television. Even if 20 years worth of Sony TVs blows up, hey, we know Sony TV. We know Sony makes a good product. And that's what it is when you're voting for politicians. People vote name recognition. They vote for the name they recognize. And the problem with this, at least in my opinion, is that nobody does any research. Hell, you go on Facebook and what was the thing that happened this week? Your Facebook profile is being cloned. Nobody bothered to Google it. Okay. Thousands shared this message. Thousands copied and pasted the message, sent it through on Messenger. Nobody opened Google to see if it might be a hoax. Nobody. Well, I did. Everybody just shared it. Well, that's your snapshot. You want to know why Pelosi still has office? You want to know why Elizabeth Warren still has office? Because people just blindly, it says D, click. Even though there's usually a third-party option on the ticket, no. No, I see Pelosi, I vote Pelosi. I see Warren, I vote Warren. Name recognition. And the name they recognize, maybe it's not necessarily Pelosi. Maybe it's D, Democrat. Maybe it's R, Republican. And that's who we're voting. Oh, we're going to vote for Greg Pence. Oh, boy. Seriously, this is why things are a mess. It's not the Democrats by themselves. It's not the Republicans by themselves. It's a base that blindly checks the R or D column because that's the brand. For over 100 years now, that's the brand. That's who we support. Okay, fine. Cool. Support D. Support R. Nothing's going to change. Nothing is going to change. You're going to get the same mindless policies that you've been getting forever. You're going to get the same arguing, the same bickering. And now we have social media. Great. Loving that. Hey, we have social media. So now everybody can argue, not just, you know, it used to be you just turned on C-SPAN and could watch them arguing. Now everybody can argue. Somebody tell me how that exactly is better for the country. Can I just say, it is a little bit unnerving that everybody was concerned, conspiracy-wise, in the 50s and 60s about wiretapping. Not everybody. There were people like, oh, no, you don't want, don't divulge certain information on the phone because anybody could be listening, especially in the age of party lines. And for the younger crowd, there was a time when the landline was shared by multiple households. You had to pick up the phone and you had to listen to see if somebody else was already talking or if you actually had a dial tone. And then you had phone numbers like Sycamore 4382. And you had to ask the operator. Yeah, operator, could you give me Sycamore 4382, please? And she would connect you. And then anybody could answer that line. You might be looking for Pete, but you might get Phil. And you don't know who the hell Phil is because you've never been introduced to Phil. So now you got to try to figure out where Pete is and hunt him down. And it's just a mess. Because party lines were a shared commodity. And wiretapping became a thing because of film noir. And they realized that this was actual technology that existed. If the FBI needed intel on Russian spies, because that was the thing. See, in the 50s, Russian spies, communists, spying on Americans. Now Americans want communism. Back then, they were terrified of it, and rightly so. It had slaughtered countless millions. Marx didn't have a good idea. Take your medicine. He had a rotten idea, okay? He had malintent. That's why people half a century ago were afraid of it, because they knew. We were fresh out of a couple of world wars, okay? Where some of these communists slaughtered their own people somewhere in that time frame. Not just a couple hundred here, millions, okay? Google it. It'll blow your mind. It's unbelievable how many people were killed, and nobody wants to talk about that. Yeah, but it was just executed wrong. Really? How come it's never been executed right? Yeah, you know, Europe's a socialist. And you think everything's sunshine and daisies over there. Okay, got it. So anyway, I kind of went off on a tangent there. Everybody was afraid of wiretapping. Don't want the government spying on us. Now here we are, 2018, and everybody has a device. Not everybody. A lot of people have a device in their home which is designed to listen to them at all times. Alexa, Google Assistant, there's a number of them. And anybody could be listening to it. There is evidence that anybody is listening to it. Have you ever had a conversation about a product and suddenly you're seeing Facebook ads for it? Facebook swears, no, we're not doing that, but I think they are. Seriously, you start talking about something you would never talk about. Suppose you're a single parent and you start saying, you know, we should look at baby strollers. Just out of the blue. See if you don't get ads for baby strollers. It has happened to my wife and I a number of times. I'm telling you, it's happening. Right now, it's for product placement. Later, maybe they just decide to find out if you're not for the common narrative. 1984 wasn't just a clever book. It was a prophecy. It really was. You know, this could happen. This probably will happen. People are stupid. Individual persons are not stupid. An individual person can think logically on his own, and left unperturbed, with no political influence, no media influence, none of his whack job neighbors who are wearing the tinfoil hat and expecting the, you know, alien invasion in any day, that person is going to be reasonable more often than not. Put a group of people together, they all become stupid. Yeah, but I don't know if that's true. Have you ever driven in rush hour traffic? The more crowded it gets, the more stupid people get. Because you've got impatience, you've got anger, you've got emotion, and then you throw this all into a giant mixing pot, and the next thing you know, people are trying to kill each other. Until they actually do, then they feel bad about it because reality returns. Who you are as a whole returns, and you suddenly realize, oh, I really didn't want to run over the lady in the crosswalk. I have to say that pharmaceutical companies, I mean, they're just screwing with us. Come on. Really? I mean, there are conditions coming out. Does your right eye blink one too many times? Try Blink It Off or some stupid, you know, product of that type. Or maybe it's an eye twitch. All right, so it's an eye twitch. You can't get rid of it. Well, now they have this new medication that ask your doctor if Blink It Off is right for you. Okay, cool. You call your doctor. Yeah, I've got an eye twitch. Well, you know, the side effects are, and then they list 4,000 side effects, most of which are worse than just having a twitchy eye. May include, you know, things like male infertility, gangrene of the left hand, you know, and to go down this list, and you're like, I think I'll just deal with the twitching eye. What this is why I hate the FDA. Who approves this? If the possible side effects are worse than the condition they're trying to cure or treat, maybe no. Maybe don't approve that product for release. And this is why the FDA is a problem. The Food and Drug Administration. You don't think their palms are being greased by pharmaceutical companies? Isn't it a little bit odd that the same organization in the government that approves chemicals used in our food for preservatives also gets to approve pharmaceuticals, many of which treat conditions brought on by formerly available chemicals that have now been banned, they used to use in our food? Whatever happened to nonstick pans? They were going to ban nonstick pans made out of Teflon like 5 years ago. Never happened. We still have companies using Teflon. I won't buy it. We got ceramic now. We got copper. Why are we using Teflon? Well, it's cheap. Yeah, so is death. Actually, no, death is expensive. I take that back. What is it like? A bottom end of $2,000 to have somebody buried. Of course, you can always just stick them in a trash bag and throw them in the river, but the environmentalist people are there to tell you not to do that. So you have to have somebody buried or cremated, and that's at least $2,000. Could be upwards to $8,000. If you're Irish, it's probably around $15,000. All because nonstick was never banned. You know what? It's not that bad. I mean, it only causes acute Alzheimer's. That's not too bad, right? Well, ultimately, that kills people. Yes, but only old people. They're going to die anyway. I can just imagine the meetings at the FDA over this crap. You know, people who have more money than what is right, with medical coverage that is better than any of us could ever get, making decisions for the mass populace who don't have all those options. So they're in a reality that is completely their own to begin with. And they get to decide what chemicals we're consuming in food and what chemicals we consume afterwards in drug. It's actually in their best interest to allow problems in the food industry to happen so later on they could make money from the pharmaceutical industry that comes out with a new product that stops your right leg from spontaneously breaking into Riverdance for no apparent reason. But no, really, trust the FDA and keep hoping for those term limits, because I got to tell you, if we don't get some congressmen in who actually give a crap about people and know they only have 8 years to get a job done and then they're out, period, end of discussion, your problems at the FDA are never going to get solved. And you're going to find out in another 20 years that, you know, adults are getting autism for some reason. Not just children, adults. Hell, mental disabilities of all kinds suddenly appear out of the woodwork. Well, this didn't used to happen. Oh, it's probably normal. We just didn't keep records. Yeah, okay, right.
New York, London,
Philadelphia,
Japan,
Chicago,
Paris,
San Francisco,
Tijuana,
Los Angeles, California.
The Vince Wild Show.